Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The name Einaudi means a lot in Europe. Luigi Einaudi was the first post-war president of Italy. His son Giulio was one of the most important publishers in that country. And his grandson Ludovico Einaudi is a best-selling composer and pianist. His albums have regularly topped the charts in the UK and in Italy. But Ludovico Einaudi is almost unknown here in the States. But he's just about to release his first album here. It's called Devenire, which means to become. Ludovico Einaudi joins us here in our Soundcheck studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
So you've had these hit records in Europe since the mid-90s. Why only now are you releasing an album here in the States?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe I found the right people who are distributing my music and... I don't know, it happens.
So and I guess you don't think too much. I mean, it's you've had a long career in music. Have you been looking at this side of the Atlantic and thinking, I really need to...
I've been here in the States a few times. I remember as a composer at the Lincoln Center a few years ago, I did some music with the Juilliard Ensemble. Mm-hmm. And I was in Tanglewood many years ago, and then I came here in New York and Washington 2 years ago to play with the kora player, Barlake Sissoko, from Mali.
From Mali, yes. The kora being the West African harp. People refer to the style of music that you play as melodic minimalism. And, of course, that refers back to a distinctly American kind of music, you know, Philip Glass, Steve Reich, Terry Riley, and things like that. Is what you do so different from, you know, the kind of music being made here in the States?
I guess it's basically, yeah, there's a big difference. I adore the music from the people you were mentioning. And I think there is probably a more European way of being... connected with the forms of music partially from popular music. I think I like to say that the alphabet of my music is popular, and I use this alphabet to tell my stories. Mm-hmm. And but I like the idea that everyone can approach my music in a very easy way that is like talking to people.
So when you say popular, do you mean the Beatles or Radiohead?
And I mean also African music. I think popular music in the wider sense. So I grew up with the Beatles, I listened to the Radiohead, and I love African music too.
We're speaking with the Italian composer and pianist Ludovico Einaudi. The new album, Divenire,
yes, to become.
Also includes some electronics. So yeah. Is that also, I mean, do you listen to the music from, you know, electronica, music from the clubs?
Yeah,
and things
I listen to also electronica. I've been in touch with and collaborating with musicians like Robert Lippock from Turo Kokorot or Alvanotto. That did a remix of my music.
Alvanotto being he's a German producer.
He's a German electronic musician, mm-hmm. That did collaboration with Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Right. So is this seen as unusual for a classical for a classically trained composer to be working in this?
I think, the point is to understand what is a classical...
This is what we were talking about earlier in the show. What does it mean to be classical?
So I think classical music in the past has always been connected and open to all the influences. You can think at Mozart... that was writing songs and writing at the same time operas.
And dances, little folk dances.
So I think the best music has always been connected to life, to the music of everywhere. It doesn't need to be close to and in the
closed famous, off and,
in the tower, yeah. in the Golden Tower. This is not what I feel.
All right, let's hear a little bit of music from Ludovico Einaudi's most recent CD, Divenire, in English, To Become. And this features Ludovico at the piano with a full orchestra. This is the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic. Here's a little bit of the title track. Divenire, To Become. It's the title track from Ludovico Einaudi's new CD. It's actually out in this country on June 10th, but Ludovico Einaudi is here with us on Soundcheck today. This is the first of your own records under your own name to have a full orchestra on some of the cuts.
Yes.
But you've done orchestral music because you've done film scores.
Yeah, I've done orchestral music with the films, and so... In the case of Divenire, I thought that it would have been interesting to have all my experience together. And so it's I see this album as a big painting with the... There is the water that runs through the land, and sometimes it's very... The land is very wide, and the water meets a big land, and mm-hmm. You have the orchestra. Then the water arrived to a narrower... place, and the music becomes more intimate, and there is a solo piano, and then there are some other rivers that joins, and here you have some electronic sound that
piano with electronic looping and
so
things.
Yeah. It's like a traveling and a concept that develops with this idea of becoming.
It's a very easy sound for people to enjoy. In fact, this has been the hallmark of your career, it seems. Loved by the public, hated by the critics.
By the critics.
Does that bother you?
Not really. I mean, if the critics are intelligent, I like the critics.
Depends. So wait a minute. If a critic doesn't like your record, he's by definition not intelligent?
No. I like when there is a when there is a interesting thought behind the critics. And but by critics, I mean it could be good or bad.
Okay. And so have you read critics who disliked your music, but you thought, wow, that's actually a...
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can understand that. Sometimes, some other times, I don't like a bad critic, but not because they just don't. I don't think sometimes they take in the right consideration what I do, because
there's a difference between simple. And
exactly.
Simple-minded,
exactly.
And that can be a matter of judgment for people.
As from my point of view, I arrived to my point of arrival was to arrive to a point where my language would approach the people in an easy way, but not because I wanted to be easy, just because I like to talk with all the people. I don't think the music has to be complex to be deep, necessarily.
Now you are not just a composer, but you're also a pianist, and
yes.
And you can do one of the pieces from the new record here at our piano. Will this be Andare that you're going
yeah,
to do?
Yeah, Andare. This is a version quite different from the
this
version
is one of
the
orchestral
yeah.
pieces.
It's
on the
one
record.
With the cello pieces,
right.
And there is a loop also, but I like to play it also as a piano solo.
All right, let's hear a live performance in our Soundcheck studio. The Italian composer and pianist Ludovico Einaudi, just beginning to make a name for himself here in the States, but hugely successful in the UK and in his native Italy. This song called Andare. The Italian composer and pianist Ludovico Einaudi, live at our piano here in the Soundcheck studio. The song is Andare. There is a version of that coming on the new record Divenire, to become in English, which is due on June 10th on the Harmonia Mundi label. Ludovico Einaudi, my guest on Soundcheck today. Your grandfather, I mentioned earlier, was the first president of Italy after the war.
Yes.
But did you ever think of going into politics as a youngster?
Not really into politics. When I was a teenager, I had some doubts about working with my father, that was a publisher. But then the music coming from the side of my mother that was playing the piano, and also I had my grandfather from her side that was a conductor, the music was too strong, and I couldn't leave it.
You couldn't resist.
Yeah, I couldn't resist.
Well, apparently there are lots of fans of yours who can't resist either. I mean, you go to YouTube, type in Ludovico Einaudi, and you find fans playing your music and other fans doing these pole dances and stuff. Have you seen this?
Not the dances. I've seen the pianist. There's a lot of young pianists who like to perform, and this is nice because I was reflecting about the fact that maybe there was a gap in music, because in piano music there was, if you wanted to play the piano, you could play Mozart, Beethoven, but there was not so much repertoire in the contemporary.
Well, people are finding your music
I think there was a need. Mm-hmm. I realized after.
And apparently a need to pole dance as well. And actually, if you haven't seen it, there is a link. It's on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. You can see this young woman pole dancing to Ludovico Einaudi, actually to this track, Primavera.
Primavera. Okay.
Ludovico, a real pleasure to have you here in the studio, and congratulations on the new record.
Thank you very much.
First one here in the States. It's due on June 10th. It's called Divenire. This is Soundcheck.